Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, we are so grateful to the Lord on Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM, to be joined by the beloved child of God, Pastor Ernest Hwadi, in the studio this evening. And I hope that you would love to hear what the Lord has in store for us. Because many a times the Lord would speak. Many a times the Lord would show us his direction. And sometimes if we really don't know the direction that we are supposed to take, he will definitely speak. Pastor Hwadi, welcome to Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ntate Mashakeni, re leboha modimo ka monyetla o modimo a santsana a re bolokile, and thank you so much for having me.
Ntate Moruti Hwadi, whenever God speaks, there will be a clear direction as to what we as born again Christians are supposed to do.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I do agree, Ntate Mashakeni. You know, when you talk about the direction, that's a very powerful statement, because God, every time when he speaks, he wants us to understand where he is leading us to. That is why it's very much important for us to be able to hear. And once we hear, we understand, then the Lord is able to provide a clear direction.
I love that clear direction, because sometimes, Pastor Hwadi, we get into a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Where as human beings, naturally, we really don't know what to do, what to say.
Yeah. But even before we get to the cul-de-sac, Ntate Mashakeni, there will be a sign that will say, if you continue straight, there is a cul-de-sac. Then you are given an opportunity to change the route. And this is what we are saying. The Bible is here. It is the map. It is the word of God. God will always talk to us, and he will always give us a sign. And he will say, this is the direction that I want you as my child to take. And if we are not careful in, you know, understanding and hearing his word, we will proceed driving straight on up until we reach that cul-de-sac. But every time before you reach the cul-de-sac, you will see a road sign pointing to say where you are heading to. It is the end of the road.
Now, what is the use of the GPS if you're driving, Mrut? I want us to link what you have just said with the GPS thing.
Yeah, the GPS is to provide a clear direction. And remember, you can still get lost while you are still using the GPS, that which we normally use. And the reason why people, or why we normally get lost, it is because at times we doubt that little voice that would say, in 100 meters, turn right. And at the end of the day, you begin to doubt, to say, but is this the right direction? Only to find that, yes, it is the direction. That's why I'm saying, as children of God, we need to hear the word of God and understand it. Then we are not going to be lost.
This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. Pastor Ernest Hwadi, what is it that the Lord has laid in your heart this evening for the family?
Well, thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. We are talking about this subject, the Lord God will provide. And the reason we are saying God will provide, it is because there are so many of us who are going through, you know, difficult challenges. And people think, what am I going to do in this situation? I feel stuck, you know, I feel like this is the end of the road. I mean, we were talking about the cul-de-sac. What do I do in this situation? And we simply want to encourage our brothers and sisters to say, in the situation that you find yourself in, hear the word of the Lord, because it is God who is going to provide for the needs that which you have. And we are going to be looking into the book of 1 Kings and chapter 17. Now, if you go to the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, Mtati Mashakin, let me just go through it. It talks about Elijah having to predict a drought. And the Bible says in verse number 1, Elijah was a prophet from Tishbe in Gilead. One day he went to King Ahab and said, I am a servant of the living God, the God of Israel. I swear in his name that it won't rain until I say so. There won't be even any dew on the ground. Later, the Lord said to Elijah, leave and go across the Jordan River so you can hide near Cherith Creek. You can drink water from the creek and eat from the food I have told the ravens to bring to you. Now, when you read this passage of scripture, you realize that there was a serious predicament, a challenge, a heavy challenge that had fallen upon Elijah. And in fact, he was not content because of the things that which were happening around. And he needed to be freed. And God was saying to him, leave this place because already you are running away from, you know, Ahab who want to kill you. And God was saying, go and hide yourself near Cherith Creek. And once you are there, God speaks about the provision. He says, I have already spoken to the raven to feed you there. And remember, it is also after Elijah had prophesied to say there won't be any rain for a particular period. And during that time, there was, you know, that was the time of a drought. And if we don't have rain, we know that the world or the land cannot produce anything. There won't be any food that is going to be produced. Then it was a very challenging moment. But God is speaking to Elijah here. He says, go and hide yourself there. And as you go and hide yourself, I have commanded, I have spoken already with the raven to feed you there. Now, what do we see here? We see God's promise towards Elijah to say, even in the situation that you find yourself, the predicaments, the confusion, you know, the drought, the period of drought, the period of hunger, the period where you are saying, but I am confused, I don't know what to do in this situation, the Lord is still able to talk to Elijah. And that is why, Tate Mashakin, I want to say, there are brothers and sisters, you know, Christians who are worshiping the Lord, but they are finding themselves to be in serious challenges. And some, you know, they normally lose hope. They say, what is it that I'm going to do? I want to assure you, as God was able to talk to Elijah, God is still going to be able to talk to you even in that situation. What we need to do, it is that we really need to tell our situation how great our God is. We don't have to tell God how great the problems that we are facing are, because God is great and God is so powerful. In our situations, Ntate Mashakeni, in our state of confusion, state of despair, what we need to do, it is to be able to hear God. God spoke to Elijah. And during this time, Elijah was just going through a difficult time in his life. And the Lord was able to say to him, leave this place. Go to a place where there is a creek, where there is at least, you know, water. And from there, I have spoken, I have commanded ravens. And this is what I want to say. God is able to command, you know, the nature to be able to provide for your needs. When we talk about provision, Tate Mashakeni, because this is the subject what we are addressing today, we are simply saying the word provide, it is actually meaning that God being able to make something available for you to use. Now, in this situation, Elijah saw Elijah was convinced to say, I am in a very serious challenge. And he was not even able to see any provision because of the prophetic word that he had uttered to say, there is going to be a drought.
Pastor Ernest, what is my guest? Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. What a fantastic, fantastic introduction, Maruti.
Praise the Lord.
And the way you read it. Now, I want us to define well as we continue. What do we mean when we say the Lord will provide?
Oh, yeah.
I love that statement that you uttered.
Oh.
And you said as well, this man was in a predicament.
Yeah. Exactly.
We continue with the discussion on Intimate Moments.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, we are just continuing. So excited to hear the Lord speaking to us. And the servant of the Lord, Pastor Ernest Wadi, is here in the studio. Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. Muruti.
Ndadi Mashaki.
I loved verse number 5.
Oh, yeah.
Before
we
go to the break. Kindly please start there.
Well, verse number 5, Ndadi Mashakeni, 1 Corinthians, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 5, it says, Elijah obeyed the Lord and went to live near Cherish Creed. Now, you know, when you read this particular verse, then you realize that Elijah une anali pelo ya huikobo, une anali pelo ya huikokobetsa, a tlhaloganya lentswe la Modimo, Ntate Mashakeni. And whatsoever that the Lord has spoken to him, the Bible tells us to say he obeyed. And this is where I want to dwell, to say, Ntate Mashakeni, let us have the spirit of humility so that whenever God speaks to us, we are able to obey. The Bible tells us, God was saying to Elijah, leave and go. Go across the Jordan River so that you can hide near the Cherish Creed. And the Bible tells us in verse number 5, he obeyed. He never said, oh, Mudimu, wherever you are sending me, still there is drought, there is no food. What am I going to eat and so on? I rather stay here. But he obeyed the voice of the Lord. He obeyed the instruction of God. I want to encourage our brothers and sisters. Let us have the spirit where when the Lord speaks to us, we will be able to hear, we will be able to obey whatsoever that God is telling us. If the Lord says to us, leave the place where you are, go to a particular place, why do we have to argue with God? We really need to rise up and let us go to a point that God is directing us to go to. Because when we do so, God already knows that he had commanded, you know, the situation in that place. God had spoken to the ravens. God has spoken to other people, other companies. He has spoken to other ministries. He has spoken to other individuals to be able to take care of you. And at times, Ndati Mashakeni, some of the blessings that which we want to have, we are not receiving them because we are not allowing the Lord to speak to us and even to lead us to a place where God has, you know, commanded us to go to. And this is a challenge, but I want to it really lies upon us to say we must be able to hear when God speaks to us.
Now the question is, my family, wherever you are, do we hear what the Lord says when he speaks to us? That's a $1 million question that I'm asking you this evening, as we are learning from the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's amazing, Maruti, that God can use even the individual. It could be within the community. It could be within the church. You say, you have been struggling to get a job. There is a job tomorrow. Let's go together there. That's why it's so important to live in peace with other people.
True.
So that he may orchestrate
things
for you.
Yeah.
If he was able to use the ravens, what about human beings? Bari pilang le bona, on daily basis. Akaba berekisa supernaturally so to bring your blessings.
No, that's so true, Ntate Mashakeni. That's why, you know, what you are saying is very much important. Listening and obeying. Obedience is very much important. And at times, God is able to send us to companies. He's able to send us to people. And the Lord will say, go to this place. And people will say, no, but ke khale ke ya go, ha hona anything. Last time I went to that place, but there was nothing happening. And by the way, the Lord is saying now to this particular person. Go. You are, you know, you have been praying, looking for a job and asking, going companies, you know, to company, knocking from one door to the other and so on. And you have become so discouraged to a point, even when God is saying, rise up, go to this particular institution. There you will receive your blessing. And people will say, but I have been going there. You know, obedience is very much important. That is why in verse number 5, the Bible tells us, it says Elijah obeyed the Lord and he went. You know, we need to take a step, Ntate Mashakeni. We must go. We must leave our comfort zone. Let us go to places where the Lord, and some of us, God is calling us to into a ministry to say, I want you to engage, to do this particular ministry.
Mm.
You know, you need to be in the ministry where you are going to feed the orphans,
yes.
You know, provide for those people. Or maybe, I know there's a brother somewhere who is involved in, you know, he calls this ministry a railway ministry. He's going
right.
And preaching to people who are, you know, addicted to drugs and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And at times when God is calling you, we must not resist, but let us stand up and go.
Now, let me read fast forward, Pastor Ernest Hwadi, verse number 7. But after a while, the brook dried up, for there was no rainfall anywhere in the land. It's a horrifying, this verse.
Right. Ntate Mashakeni, remember, Hore, from chapter 17, from verse number 1 up until verse number 7, we see the prediction of a drought. We see Elijah having to stand up and to prophesy that it won't be raining for a particular time. And when you read verse number 6, now the start from verse number 6.
Please.
The Bible says, the ravens brought him bread and meat twice a day, and he drank water from the creek. And verse number 7 tells us to say, but after a while it dried up because there was no rain. In other words, even the brook that which God had ordered him to say, go there, you will find food. You will find food and water. It eventually dried down. It dried because there was no rain in the land for a particular time. I want to say, Ntate Mashakeni, at times there are situations where when God directs us to go there, there can be a situation that may not be, you know, for our favor for a particular reason. And this is where God is teaching us to say, even though when the brook that I have ordered you to go to has now dried up, you really need to trust upon me because I am God. Because I am God, I am sovereign. I am able to create situations so that at the end I am able to feed you. Now, the Bible says in verse number 7, but after a while, the very same brook, it dried because there was no rain. If things change, if situation change, situation now is no longer, you know, going according to your favor. This does not mean we should be discouraged to say, God, but you brought me here, you know, only to find that there's still no enough food for me. There's still no water for me. There is still no, there's nothing, a provision for me. God is simply saying, in every situation, even in the situation where the provision seemed to be fading away, I am still God and I'm still able to provide and produce something out of nothing.
Right. Intimate moments on Radio Pulpit. your daily companion. Do you still believe in the provision of the Lord? Particularly in our modern day society we are living in, where things seems to be very expensive. Everything that we do needs money. However, I'm so glad that God is speaking to us tonight through his servant, Pastor Ernest Watt. I want us to go to verse number 8, Mfundisi, when we come back, because that's where we are going to dwell much.
Amen.
Much. And see that indeed the Lord does not lie.
Yeah, true. Well, the Lord does not lie, Ntate Mashakeni. Mantsu aha hwe ki mantsu a ileng hore a tshepahala. God is reliable at all times. What we need as children of God, we need to hear God, you know, rather than hearing the people. Mostly you find that people will want to hear other people saying things to them. And whenever we hear people or we rely on words from other people, we are at times being misled. But let us choose to say we want to hear God.
Well, we continue with the conversation, Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, we are on this together, and we are so grateful to the Lord that the Lord speaks, the Lord directs, and he shows us his mercy, which is unconditional. Pastor Wadi, we are continuing, my dear
brother.
Thank
you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. Yes, we are explaining to say the word provide, because we are talking about God's provision. And this word provide, it actually means God having to make something available for use. Now, I will continue to expound on this, Ntate Mashakeni, because when we say God is a provider, like in this instance where he's spoken to a raven to provide for, you know, food to Elijah, we are simply saying God is having the ability to provide food, you know, for you to utilize. I mean, in this instance, Elijah is hungry, and according to the hunger that he had, as human being, you may not be able to see well the provision when there are, you know, challenges that which you are going through. But, you know, God, because he's a sovereign God, he's a powerful God, he's simply, you know, comforting Elijah to say, even in the challenge that you are experiencing at this moment, I am God. I am able to provide something. In this context, something is food, and Elijah is hungry. And God uses nature. He uses, you know, the ravens to be the ones to bring food to Elijah, so that Elijah will carry on to do what God had appointed him to do. And again, Ntate Mashakeni, this word provide would also mean to supply. You know, it would also mean to equip or to supply someone with something. Now, the provision of God differs as relate to the situation that which you find yourself in. In this context, because we are talking about Elijah having to prophesy and there was no food. Now, the provision of God, it relates to providing food. But if you can study more the word of the Lord, you will realize that God does not only provide food. Elijah, as he was told by God to say, leave this place, go to another place where there is water and hide yourself there, you realize that as he embarks in the journey of walking or of going to that particular place, he eventually gets tired. Now, we see another provision of God here to say God provides strength. Now, God can provide food. God can provide strength so that as you continue to walk, you are able to walk, you know, without getting tired. I'm also reminded about a passage of scripture, Ntate Mashakini, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse number 31. The Bible tells us to say, but those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Now, renewing your strength, this is another form of the provision of God. This is another way where we see the Lord being able to supply the strength. We walk in this journey as children of God. We get tired, we get exhausted. But the Bible tells us to say, if you continue to wait upon the Lord, you will renew your strength. And the passage of scripture that I was referring to, it says, they will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Now, in this passage of scripture, you realize that the prophet was walking, was going to another place where God had said to him, go, tamaya, uye motulong ela, and I have spoken to a raven to feed you. God is the God of provision. He provides even the strength, that Mashakin. Not only the strength, God is able to provide information. Ah, that's powerful, that Mashakin. Now, the provision of God differs according to the situation that which you find yourself
in. I believe. Now, Pastor Ernest Hwadi, it's so amazing that the man Elijah, as you have read, he took the instructions very seriously. Go to the brook, Kelith. Yeah. There, I, Jehovah, you'll see when you get there what I would do.
Wow.
That shows clearly, Pastor Ernest Hwadi, that his ways are higher than our ways.
Exactly.
His ways are very high.
Ntate Mashakini, his ways are very high.
Right.
What I see and what I observe is that the Bible tells us, it says, then Elijah obeyed the word of the Lord, which is very, very powerful to be able to obey. When we obey, we doesn't obey where it suits us. We must obey even when it doesn't seem, you know, the situation doesn't seem to be suiting us. We must be able to hear what the word of the Lord is saying. Now, verse number 3 in chapter 17 of 1 Kings, the Bible tells us, it says, leave and go across the Jordan River so you can hide near the brook there. And verse number 4 tells us to say, you can drink water from the brook, you can drink water from the creek, and eat the food I have told the ravens to bring you. Now we see the provision of God. God providing us, and he is saying, I have already communicated with the birds. I have ordered them. I told them, I commanded them to say, you need to provide for this. Now, when Elijah obeys, already God has communicated. And this is why we are saying, Ntate Mashakini, at times we feel that we are in cul-de-sac. We feel that we are stuck. We feel that we are at the end of the road and we don't know what direction to take. Let us obey what God is saying. God is commanding other people. God is commanding the nature. God is commanding, you know, other situations to be, you know, a blessing to you. And every time when God promises us, his promises are yes and amen. And God cannot fail us.
His promises are yes and amen, and God cannot fail us. Pastor Ernest Hwadi in the studio on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm loving the conversation. I'm loving the conversation, Pastor Ernest.
Praise the
Lord. It means God is not limited by our finances and the way we do things. You saying he has already commanded the ravens.
Yes.
Elijah was not knowing that.
Exactly.
Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, Ntate Mashakini, as you are raising the issue to say our finances, we normally want to believe that it is the salary that is maintaining me. But I want to say it is not actually the salary. Your salary cannot in any way be able to maintain you. We are maintained by the promises of God. God had promised to say, I have commanded the ravens. In other words, you can have a salary and earn this much. But at the end of the day, we need to realize that God is above the salary. God is above everything that which a human earns. And that is why we are not supposed to depend more on the salary that which we have, Ntate Mashakeni. But we depend upon the instructions that God gives us.
Pastor Ernest Ward, I'm loving that. I'm loving that. We shouldn't depend on our salaries, my family, but we must depend on the instructions that God is giving us. Because when he gives instruction, Pastor Ernest, it means that it will bring peace.
Exactly.
It will bring provision. It will bring salvation. It will bring stability. All shall be well.
Everything shall be well. In verse number 4, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 4, the Bible says, you can drink water from the creed. Now, Ntate Mashakeni, kimang yo aka expectang hore mara nga nwa metsi from the brook. And this is what the Lord is saying to Elijah. He says, then you can drink water from the, and not only drink water, he says still, you can eat the food because I told the ravens to bring to you.
I want us to start from that verse when we come back as we continue with the conversation, Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. I'm loving the conversation with Pastor Ernest Wadi, and I'm loving the way he articulates very well the first Kings chapter 17, and it's so interesting. But we continue, my family. Thank you for joining us.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
We are so much grateful to the Lord, eternally grateful to the Lord. This evening, yo. Pastor Ernest Wadi,
Ntate Mashakeni,
remind the family about what we are sharing about.
Well, Ntate Mashakeni, thank you so much. We're talking about God's provision. We are simply wanting to encourage our brothers and sisters to say, in the situation that you find yourself, where at times you feel discouraged, we simply say, God will provide for us. God will provide for our needs. What we need to do, let us be able to hear God rather than hearing the situation.
Because sometimes, Pastor Ernest, we forget that he does provide.
Yeah.
We look at our situation and we start to speak bigger things about our situation than to speak about God, who is bigger than our situation, you said earlier on. Moreover, I want us to start from verse number 8.
Yes.
Let me see. Family, we are reading 1 Kings chapter 17. We read from verse 1 until 7. Pastor Ernest Wadi, kindly read for us, servant of the Lord, verse number 8.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 8, it says, the Lord told Elijah, verse 9, go to the town of Zarephath in Sidon and live there. I have told a widow in that town to give you food. Now, let's check this one, Ntate Mashakeni, because this is very much important. You have uttered something very important. You said many a times we forget. And I want to say we forget that it is God who provides for us. Now, the reason I want to dwell on this one is that we should be reminded, and we must remind ourselves, that any provision that you see, it comes as a result of God. Now, in verse number 8, the Bible says to us, the Lord told Elijah. Now, when you read these words, in other words, this is just the confirmation that God is bringing to Elijah. And God is saying to him, go to Zarephath in Sidon and live there. I told a widow in that town to give you food. Now, the reason I'm saying you have uttered something very much important is that we should not take it and believe that whatever that which we have, it is because of our own means. No, it is not because of our own means. It is because of the provision of God. Now, in this case, I see that the Lord is communicating with Elijah, and the Lord is saying to Elijah, go to a town of Zarephath in Sidon and live there. And the Lord is simply saying, a widow will come from that town and she will give you food to eat. Now, the challenge is that when the widow comes and provides food to Elijah, Elijah may think, because of I am the prophet, it is because of my own means. But it is not actually his own means. It is because already the Lord has prepared the journey into which Elisha is taking. Now, the provision here in Tate Mashakeni, it comes because of the intervention of God. It is not by means of the wisdom of Elisha. It is not by means of Elijah maybe being a prophet, or maybe being a man of God, or maybe, you know, being someone who is so prominent, but it is because of the provision of God.
I love that, because I suppose Muruti already mudimu na buile le musadi o,
yeah,
in advance, because agere utsiba di pilo.
That's so true.
He might not know khore mudimu na buletsi le yena, kira Elijah,
yeah,
but we know that the Lord is omnipresent. That's why when he got in there, everything was so well,
yes,
connected, and he was fed. Go ahead, Mfundisi.
Now, in that context, Ntate Mashakeni, hangata we think, hore, if God has already prepared things in advance, we think it is because of our influence.
That's what we think, Muruti Ribat.
Yes.
Hey.
And we then forget to say, by the way, this is because of God's provision.
Hey.
Whatever you have, whatever that you have acquired, it is because God wanting you to have that. He has provided, he has supplied, he has given you that, Ntate Mashakeni. Now, we hear that the Lord is saying, I have spoken, I have commanded a widow. In the first point, remember, God had commanded nature. God had commanded the ravens to feed the men of God. In this instance, we see that the Lord is also commanding a widow to say, this widow will have to, you know, provide food. The provision of God goes according to the situations that which you are finding yourself in. Now, it doesn't matter, Ntate Mashakeni, what you need to do, obey the Lord. When the Lord is taking you from one point to the other point that God is directing you to be, he is also going to provide in that point or that position that which God is putting you. Now, you don't have to doubt God, because it is him who is moving you from one place to the other. In the first place, remember that Elijah was told to say, leave this place, go across the Jordan River and hide yourself near Cherish Creed, the brook of Cherish. Stay there. And again, we see that God is saying to Elijah, now move from that place, from the brook, go to the other place, Zarephath in Sidon. And the Lord is saying, there I have commanded a widow. Now you can see that Elijah is moving from one place to the other. And all these areas, all these places, they have got their own situations. But whenever he moves from one place to the other, the Lord is promising a provision in that.
No wonder, my family, the Lord is able to order our steps.
Yeah.
Because you are reading these places where he was being ordered, same applies to us as people of the new covenant.
Yeah.
What is Zamaisa?
Exactly.
You know, mafulonga matala, you know. And when he orders our steps, it's for his glory.
That's powerful. It is for his glory indeed, Ntate Mashakeni.
Yes, sir.
When he orders our steps, let us be obedient. Are mu mamele, are mu utwe. God will order our steps, and whenever he does that, he brings the provision. He cannot order our steps and then are tohela fela hore lefatshe le re tshege hore satane a tshamike ka rena, but he will always make a provision. Elijah needed only to be obedient to his word. Whenever Mudimu amuruma are tohamo uye motulong e rileng, Mudimu unatsi bahore, I am sending you there in that place. There will be challenges, there will be difficulties, there will be, you know, so many things that which you are going to come across. But at the end of the day, I am providing for you in that situation.
I want us to end up this conversation, Tatana Muruti Khwadi, with a positive, you know, encouragement from the word of the Lord. Would you say that in the final analysis, after we have read this, you know, these verses, Mudimo watsepahala?
Ntate Mashakeni, ke bona Mudimo a tshepahetse mo bophelong ba Elisha. I see God being faithful, and he is also being faithful to his word. Because when you read, you realize that the provision is actually coming, and it comes at the proper time, accurately so. And this is what I want us to, you know, to observe, to say, whenever the Lord is talking to Elijah and he's sending him somewhere, Elijah, God is saying, I have commanded the ravens to feed you, to bring you water, and to bring you food. You know, all those provision comes at the right time. You know, God is not mistaken. And again, when we see God talking to Elijah and he says, go to the town of Zarephath in Sidon, because there I commanded a widow to feed you, to give you. Now, the provision there comes at the proper time. God does not delay in bringing the provision, but he is accurate in bringing the provision.
Pastor Enes Khwadi, Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. Wow, wow, wow. The Lord bless you, dear sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and God bless you too, Ntate Mashakeni.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.